Okay, we have here a very nice Ralbag. Ralbag says as follows, just to read it quickly inside. He said, one of the toelis that we learn from this, the Maisa of the Negada Beruvein, who shein way the Adam Shifute Babur toelis protis lichur daver al daver. Person should not be tempted or desired because, or convinced, because of some one small, one particular toelis to pick something. Im lo acher es yashus lav, unless you think a great deal of time. Halo tira, we see ki yois mikne rabne begod bnei Reuven, because begod Reuven had a lot of animals. Nifto, they were. I mean, the English translation. They were convinced. Okay, they were enticed. Livkor v'ara the share of the eretz hayardei mizracha. That was on the Eivra yardei. Vios hamakom makom mikne, because they're mikne. But later on, right after they got it, they realized they made a mistake. Because they realized this might cause that their children would leave Hashem. This you have to know, Yeshua. That the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, they built something, some form of giant mizbeach, which was supposed to be a simon to remind. They said they did it to remind their children that they're about a kosh baruch hu, because there was really that we couldn't have the mishkan in the there. So they went ahead and they realized that being cut off from Klai Yisrael as far as chinuch was very dangerous. And I don't know, the Ralbag says that they actually were mischarek that they were there. That's not so beferish in Yeshua, but that's how he's learning Shat. That based on Yeshua, it means that they realized they made a mistake. It was wrong, because obviously they cared, they were tzaddikim, and they cared about the chinuch of their kids more than they worried about their money. Obviously, notwithstanding with the Rashi, but that's not what Rashi means. Obviously, they cared about their kids' chinuch more than their money, and therefore they said they had a charata. It was a mistake. So that was one reason why it was a mistake, because of the problem of the chinuch of being cut off from the Beis Hamikdash, from the rest of the Klai Yisrael. Another reason, they were more vulnerable physically. They were the first ones that went to Godus. And also the Moavim always were upset with them because they were in the chedek of land that was taken from Moav. So there were three reasons why it was really a mistake. It was a mistake because chinuch-wise for their kids, it was a mistake. It was a mistake because, as far as security, they were the most vulnerable because of outside people. They were in they had the least defendable border, so to speak. And the third reason is being that they were on land that originally belonged to Moav, so they always had Moav upset with them, which caused a particular also problems. So he says, therefore, the salute, what they should have done is, they should have had this Yashvus Rav, and they didn't do that. So it's a very nice Ralbag. In other words, we have very often, you hear stories of people who went ahead and they moved somewhere, people that, whether they moved to a country where the chinuch wasn't so good, or a city, whatever, and eventually their kids got messed up. And the way we usually interpret it is that pshat is that they were interested in the money, and they were missing in their priorities. They didn't go ahead and match of chinuch enough. They were missing in their priorities. Here you have a classical example of the first person who, so to speak, moves out of town, whatever it is, to a neighborhood that wasn't such a great neighborhood. And he moved for the money, and his kids got messed up. And he's saying, clearly, it's not that they did it because they had the wrong priorities. not like they didn't, they were mashiv. After talking about the Dor Deya, after 40 years in the Midbar, when they reached that highest level, they were ready to come into Eretz Yisrael. So they had the, it's not that they had prayer, I know that they were more machshav the money than the chinuch of their kids. But it was a mistake. They didn't realize. Now there's a vow that they would have realized they wouldn't have done it, but they didn't realize it. They were attracted by the mikne rab, and they didn't hear the problem as far as the chinuch. For some reason, the mikne rab was in front of them, so they focused on it, and they noticed it, and the chinuch they didn't see, and that's why they messed up. It wasn't because of negiyas. It wasn't because of they had too much taiva for money. That's not what they were. The bag's not mashma, because the chait was that they were bawe taiva, or that they had tremendous negiyas, and the negiyas made them make a judgment mistake. And then it would have been, if they would have thought even more, they would have still, the negiyas and the negiyas, and the negiyas perverted their mind. It was simply a question that they only saw what was superficial, and they didn't see the deeper things, they didn't see the more future, the Royas HaNoidan as much, and therefore they made a mistake. That's what he says. Which in itself is sounds like a little bit of a chiddush, that person can go ahead and make a major error and mess up his children and make a decision in his future. Even for what you're deciding it's for, you're going for physical. Even physically, it wasn't better because of the political the situation. But because you didn't think it out, okay. What just makes it much more of a chiddush is that, and much more sharper, is that we're not talking about a guy who's a shaita. We're talking here about tzaddikim, who obviously have a very, very strong drive to worry about the chinuch of their kids. We're talking about, obviously we assume, the Dor Deya, they're brilliant people. And we're talking about at least 100,000 people, because the two and a half shvatim of Klal Yisrael is probably, at least probably 100,000. So you're talking about, then it's one thing to say that as a person, he made a stupid mistake. He went ahead and he took a job, and he didn't realize the ramifications. But you're talking about 100,000 people who are tzaddikim. And this is uppermost in their mind. And if you think, of course they're worried about chinuch of their children. And of course they're worried about their future security. And they're all making this mistake. And it's even more than that. It's probably Moshe Rabbeinu was here. I assume Moshe Rabbeinu knew, probably Moshe Rabbeinu probably told them. If it was a mistake, he probably would have told them. And they don't hear. So you see the extent of the power of a chait, so to speak, or it can be caused, or if it's exactly a chait, but a mistake that has a tremendously negative effect on your whole life, not because of tithes, not because of negiyas, but the main cause is just because of lack of thinking. We sort of think, I thought, I made a decision, I thought it out, what do you want from me? If the realization, in other words, just to make it apply in the Maisa, it's a very, the application is so simple. A person, a bacher here, when even guys are leaving the yeshiva, they're going now, and if they have to decide their future, what should they do with their life? What profession I should go into? Who should I marry? Where should I live? Major decisions. Here, this is what the Bnei God of Reuven. They're deciding where should I live. They made a decision, and they spent 14 years, right, in Mesiras Nefesh, working toward their goal. They made a decision, and they were Meiser Nefesh for 14 years. As they left home, Right? That was Mesiris Nefesh. They left home. They left their wives and their kids and the Arei Mitzvah that they built. And they went for 14 years to go ahead and help Klai Yisrael conquer Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because this was our decision that this is what's right for us. And then, when they get it, they say, hey, you know, they wake up. Hey, we made a mistake. Really, it wasn't really so right. Once they got it, I don't exactly know how soon, but it sounds pretty soon. You know, they worked for 14 years to get their go, and then they get their go. They say, hey, you know, come to think of it, it was wrong. Right? So you have a person, in other words, it's very shy. A guy can go ahead and figure out what he wants to do in life, and he can work in Mesiris Nefesh for 10, 20 years, working for that goal, and working and working and working. And then, all of a sudden, he gets there. You know, come to think of it, I made a mistake. It wasn't the right goal. I picked the wrong goal. And it's not some fluky thing that happens to... In other words, I think we generally make a rule that if... Especially if we say 100,000 of the Dordea made this mistake, we can almost be guaranteed that we make the same mistake. It's cannot vadoyas. So that we have to hear that when we decide any important decision, whether, you know, again we say the future and the marriage and jobs and whatever it is, that we have to hear that human nature is, even if we thought we decided and we thought about it and we made a cheshbon and it seems barer and I'm klar and I'm yes for sure and I'm ready to be meiser nefesh because I'm sure that I have the right decision, the probability is that we didn't think enough about it. Now it could be we have the right decision because we didn't make it. There is no hidden information. But if there is hidden information that's not so easy to perceive, it's almost guaranteed that we didn't think of it. Because human nature is that the people latch on to what's right in front of their eyes. The Mikne Rav is right here. The Chinuch problem is in the future. They don't see that the Melech Asher is in the future. The Moav is in the future. So the human nature, even if a person's a tzaddik and motivated, and he's a chacham, and he's even 100,000 people, the human nature, and it's life and death situation, it's your whole future. But the human nature is to make a quick decision, to miss points, and therefore very likely to make a mistake. So it's a tremendous, you know, it's iris. That if we see that the door, you know, they were considered tzaddikim, if they all made this error, then we for sure have to be careful, and when coming to make important decisions, definitely, even though we think we thought, we have to spend more time to have this yashvis rav to try and figure out all the hidden problems and issues.